underneath the door. The driver's side door. I may have had a speck fly in my eye and a tear shut down.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm going to beat the game. No memory cards attached. Yeah, man. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Bright of Shadows production. This is the JCB Scrubs Podcast, episode number 10. I'm your host, Jesse, followed by my co-host, Brianna.
Hey, everyone. What's up?
It's about time you show up. Jeez, I did this last week, riding solo. Actually, it was more like a couple days ago because I had a ton of problems past 2 weeks with my computer and how busy I was and everything else. So, but glad you're back. Yes.
Excuse me. That was like the one time I skipped.
I don't want to hear it. It's probably all my fault because I never had my computer ready to do the podcast for a week.
True.
Oh my god, that sucked.
I blame you.
I'm so mad that my computer did that. I don't even know what happened. It just would not turn on. So I had unfortunately reinstall Windows and everything on there. So I lost.
Good thing you know how to do all that.
Yeah. Luckily, I had a lot of my programs saved on an external hard drive, so I was able to just reinstall them. But some programs I had to re-download, and my internet sucked balls, so it took forever, and I had to work late hours, so I was never able to, you know, to get on that and you know, accomplish my computer getting ready. But I finally got it.
Well, I was going to say, I like how all of your, like, gaming stuff or whatever was backed up, but you didn't have, like, your resume backed up or anything.
I was like...
Priorities right
I know.
There.
I was literally 2 days before this happened, I was like, I know, I should probably make a backup for my computer because I haven't done it yet. And I was looking up some good backing up programs and stuff, and I was trying to download one, and I think my internet right now, I think I ran out of data, so that's the reason why I didn't get the program. And Windows is actually also supposed to make a backup, and apparently that did not happen in the background of my computer. So when I went to reinstall all this crap, I was like, Windows usually has restore points. So I was like, I'll just click a restore point from the last update. Well, apparently my updates haven't been installing, and I did not know that. So I never had restore points or a backup saved on a hard disk or whatever. So that's my issue. But luckily, I saved all my podcast stuff. It's saved on a different hard drive, separate from my computer. So that was not even touched. So luckily all my videos are on there still, and all my past videos and all our old podcasts. So that was good. I was so happy that I didn't lose all that crap because I have a lot of templates made. So editing is a lot easier. I don't have to remake a video all the time. You know, all my intros and outros are saved and stuff.
Yeah.
So. Glad that wasn't touched.
Same.
But anyways, this is a podcast where we talk about gaming, work stories, trucks, off-roading, and other random stuff. Our podcast is on many different services. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Audio Boom, Radio Public, and other services that feed off our RSS feed. If you like our podcast, please listen to us on Radio Public. We are part of the Paid Listeners Program, and we will get financial support if you listen to us on that service. If you want to communicate with us, head over to our Discord channel and head over to our Twitter profiles or whatever. Follow us on Twitter. You can communicate with us there and get in touch. If you have any questions, head over to our Discord channel. We have a channel on Discord called Scrub Talk. You can ask us anything you want. We'll say your name. We'll answer your question on the podcast and have a discussion about your topic that you want us to talk about. So, please head over to that. All the links are in the descriptions on every single service that you listen to this podcast on. So just find it and go to it. And we love communicating with all you guys. So we really want to make this awesome. And we need you guys to help do that. So anyways, with that out of the way.
Oh, hey, I have a question since you told me I can ask questions, no matter how stupid.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so with the intro, what is RSS feed? I should know that, but I have no idea.
I'm going to look it up real quick. RSS stands for, it's an acronym for something. Basically, what it does though is an RSS is a it's code basically that websites can read, and then so say like on iTunes, I just instead of uploading this podcast to a bazillion different websites, I just upload it to one website or whatever, and then that code gets transferred over to other websites. So like in iTunes, instead of uploading my podcast to iTunes, I just tell them my RSS feed, and it's the same every time. So every time I do it, every time I upload my the RSS feed on the website that I upload to sends a sends an update to all these other websites or services saying so and so just uploaded something. Here is the information to that podcast. So someone listens to us on iTunes, they're actually they click on the podcast and then they're actually listening to us on the website that I have my RSS feed on, but they're accessing us through iTunes. So basically it just allows me to upload to one website rather than 10 different websites. It just makes it a lot easier for everybody. But I'm gonna look up what RSS stands for because I don't remember. I think it's like random something
I was trying to think of what it could be, because every time you'd go over it, I'm just thinking, I need to ask what that is. Let's see. Because I just never knew.
Okay, I was wrong. It stands for two different things. Really simple syndication. Like I said, it makes finding information on different sites really simple, basically.
Right.
Or it stands for rich site summary. It stands for both of those. I don't know why there's two different meanings, but that's what it means. Yep. It's okay. Weird. That's why that's why we pay $10 a month for Audioboom, because they do all that. They do all the coding for us. So all I gotta do is upload it, and then they do all the coding, and then the RSS feed goes to everybody, and makes it easy. There's other websites that could probably do it better, but Audioboom is a good. They're a good service. They really help us out a lot, and so that's why we're with Audioboom. I could have probably learned to do my own RSS feed, but I would have to have my computer on all day or set up a server and everything. I'm not doing that. So that's what I did. So good question.
All right. Yeah. Well, when I read the intro that one time, I was like, I'm reading this and I don't even know what it is. That's probably not good. So I was like, RSS feed, whatever
Yep.
But yeah, I just winged it.
No, that's fine.
Cool. Thanks for the answer.
No, I'm not that techie, but that was my scrub, my noob attempt to describe that.
You're
so techie. So if someone, if someone's way more knowledgeable than me, go ahead and correct me, because I just kind of, that's just kind of what I got out of it with doing some research. But, but anyways, Bree, if you don't have any more questions, how was your week?
My week, it was all right. I've just been working, trying to get as many hours in as I can, because coming up, I'm moving out of my apartment and moving into my new apartment. So I'm going to need some money, and I'm trying to do 40 hours a week, but things just come up, so it's been a little less than that. But I've actually, I have like a side job going on right now. I'm actually going to be pet sitting for my boss, actually a grad student that works for her. She's been pet sitting her animals for a couple years now, but she's going to be really busy this summer. So they asked me to try and fill in the days that she can't do it. So this weekend is the first weekend I'll be going over there on my own. And she has 7 animals. She has 2 cats, 2 rabbits, 2 guinea pigs, and 1 gerbil. And so I received a tour a couple weeks ago by my boss, just so she could show me the ropes of what I'd be doing. She even printed out like 3 pages worth of basically like directions on what to do, what each animal needs to eat, what they like, what, you know, all the stuff. So she gave me the rundown on that. But I'll be doing this just randomly throughout the summer, just getting some extra money on top of my job now, which I'm also working for her for this job. I thought it was funny because I was just laughing at the names of all of her animals. So her cats, there's a black cat she has, and his name is Chester. And then she has a tabby, and her name's Lily, which is funny because Jesse's cat is named Lily. Yeah. She has two rabbits. Her daughter, who's really young, actually named most of these animals. And the rabbits, the names are Bun Bun and Cutie Patootie. So I thought that was adorable. it would definitely be something I would name my animals if I was, you know, young. Even now, I'd be like, heck yeah, Bun Bun, Cutie Patootie.
You would definitely do that.
She has two guinea pigs. One's one's name is Red Wings, and the other is GP Junior, so Guinea Pig Junior, because I guess they used to have another guinea pig named Guinea Pig, and that one died, so they got another one and named it GP Junior to replace the other one, sort of. And then they used to have two gerbils, Pancake and Syrup, but Pancake died, so it's just Syrup now, all alone. But he gets the cage all to himself, so he's probably happy, gets to explore and whatnot. But yeah, I had no idea I was going to be responsible for 7 pets. I thought it was going to be dogs or
I'm taking care of 5 pets right now. My God.
Yeah, I know.
I shouldn't complain too much.
They're not that bad.
I pretty much, my family takes care of 1,000 cows, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's a little different, but a lot of animals.
Yeah, that's true. From what I've seen, I guess, it seems like a lot, but it's not that bad. If you know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's not. I'm sure they're all trained and stuff, so.
Yeah. And at least when I'm up taking care of the puppies, they're usually not that bad. I think they're just bad when I leave.
Yeah.
So they're little angels when I'm there, but then when I leave, you're like, I can't believe you should have been here. They were doing this.
Yeah,
they're so
much.
Bad. I'm like, don't yell at them. They're little angels.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, my phone's getting blown up right now from my brothers who are, it's annoying. They're all talking in a group message thing about Traverse City and stuff and whatever.
You can put it on Do Not Disturb.
I know, it's going off literally every 10 seconds, so I probably should.
Yeah, try that. Yeah, it went off.
Let me do it one sec. Hide alerts do the trick?
I think so. I don't know. I'm all right,
we'll
wait
and see.
I think that should do it. I think it disables all your notifications from making noises.
All right.
Another thing you can do is disable your vibrate. Just put it on mute.
Yeah, I will. If it does anything else, I will. Because it's literally every 10 seconds. So yeah. Anyway. And my new roommate is texting me as well, so that's why. So everyone, of course, the one time I'm actually busy the whole day is when people want to message.
You're a popular person.
I mean, no, I'm just kidding. Well, it's just always when it's least inconvenient is when people want to message you.
Yeah.
Seems to always go that way. But, yeah, I'll mute it for now and look at it later. I'm sure it's going to be 100 messages long, but whatever.
Oops. That's okay.
I'm sure it's
no
not
biggie.
Important.
No biggie.
I've kind of glanced at it, and they're not talking about anything, so.
That's okay.
It's all good. But anyway, so I'm going to be pet sitting, and I'm actually going to be asking my boss for a letter of recommendation for vet school. And I was going to do this before I even started pet sitting and stuff, but this probably would make it even better now that I'm doing this for her.
She's being the teacher's pet, so you know.
Haha, yeah. No, but yeah, now she's probably going to have more to say and like better things to say about me.
Yeah, that's good.
She knows me more, and I'm actually taking care of her babies, which I'm sure she's just, all about. So that's good for me. But I'm excited. I'll probably stay there for a little bit, hang out with the animals, take some selfies, and play with them. Of course you would. They're so cute. But anyway, in other news, totally unrelated to animals. So my car, Jesse had the same problem with his car. Mine's a 2006 Saturn, 1007 Saturn Ion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course we would have like the same car and we're dating. So
just makes us even cuter. Still remember that when I bought that car and I was like, I don't know. We were still talking after South Africa a little bit. And I just brought it up. I was like, I just bought a new car. And you're like, oh, what kind? And I was like, I doubt she really knows what kind of this car this is. But I was like, I have an 07 Saturn Ion. And you just expect, that's the same car I have. No way. You're just freaking out. It was funny. Except mine's red and has a spoiler and it's faster.
Oh, my. Don't even talk about spoiler. Oh, my gosh. You're such a turd. But yeah, that's how it happened, and it was just the greatest thing. I was like, I could have swore you would own like a truck or something.
I wish.
But... You're like, I wish. But yeah, anyway, so my car, at least like the past month, a little less. Every time I would go to start it, it would like take two like turns of the ignition to like actually get it to start, so something was up there. I knew right away, and I was like, whatever, I don't have time for this, I'm just gonna keep driving it, whatever. And then like I noticed I was smelling gas and whatnot, so I just mentioned it to Jesse last time I was up there, and he was like, my car was doing the same thing and I fixed it and it's all good now. And I was like, well, hey, you can fix mine. So the plan is that I'm gonna next Monday I'm going to take it to the dealer back at home, and I'm going to pay to have them tell me what's wrong with it. And if everything is like, if everything that's wrong with it turns out to be like under their, I don't know, their standards of what a recall would be or something, they can fix it for free. So we're going to go in and see if that can be fixed for free. If not, if I get charged the full price, and if it's like outrageously expensive, I'm gonna tell Jesse like, this is what's wrong with it. And he said he should probably know what parts to get if I tell him what's wrong with it. And then we're gonna go up, get the parts, and hopefully there'll be time to fix it next time I come up. So that's the plan, so we'll see where that goes. Jesse, I'll definitely let you know Monday. Because I'll still be at home. We're going to take it up and everything. So I'll be skipping out on a day of work just to see, you know.
Yeah.
If it can get fixed or whatnot.
So what I think is wrong with it, and this is what happened to mine, is I was having trouble. It wasn't wanting to start right away. The motor cranked itself a couple times before it actually started. So which indicates that the gas is not primed. So the fuel pump is pumping gas into it while the motor's cranking. So that means that either the fuel pump is weak or there's no more gas in the lines due to a gas leakage in the gas lines. So we have a hoist at our farm, so I put the car in the hoist, and sure enough, I smelled gas too. So I kind of knew that it was probably leaking out of the lines, but just to make sure, I put it on the hoist and looked at it. Sure enough, the gas lines were cracked, like rusted. There's a spot on these gas lines. The engineers who designed this are retarded. It just collects moisture, and the lines just rusted through. So I'm guessing you have the same problem because your car's only a year older than mine. But I still have I have like 50,000 more miles than you do. So I'm surprised.
Right.
It probably doesn't matter at this point. They're about the same age. So I'm assuming your gas lines are leaking a little bit like mine were. So if that's the case, I don't know if they if that's under warranty or the call. Well, crap, I can't speak. Callback or no, what's it called?
No.
Right, no, you just said it. Crap.
Recall.
Recall, yeah, callback. Yeah, call recall. Yeah, I can't think right now. Yeah. So if it's on the recall, then I don't know if they can fix that or not. So, but if it is, if it's not on the recall, I fixed mine for about $100 with new lines, and I have a pipe bender, so I can bend the pipe for you, and you just can buy
Did
some.
Did you get that stuff at like the store?
Yeah. So I just go to the auto parts store. They have gas line for it. You know, it's it's straight, so we gotta do the bending, but I have tools to bend it, so not a big deal.
All right.
And you just gotta buy some fittings, which aren't that expensive, and the worst part about it is the labor. It just takes time to fix it yourself, but
right, it's gonna be time consuming.
But usually
how
that's
long did yours take?
Well, I probably spent 3 hours on it, but it was on the hoist for a good week because I never got to it. But it can get it done hopefully in 3 to 4 hours.
All right, I'll try to help if I can, and I'll just hand you tools or whatnot. But
sure.
Yeah, there's nothing much I could do. I'm relying on you if it is expensive at the dealer.
That's why dealers are expensive, because you're not only you're paying for parts and you're paying for labor. That's where they get you, the labor.
They're charging us $100 just to look at it and tell us what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
But if we have it fixed there, they subtract the $100 because we're using that.
Warranty recall, basically.
Yeah. But if it's a recall, nothing at all. Yeah. So
hopefully that's that.
Hopefully it's a recall and you don't have to do any work. We don't have to pay anything. It's all good.
I can only hope.
Odds are they're probably going to be like, it doesn't meet this criteria. We're going to have to charge you. But I'll definitely keep you updated Monday on what they say. And if you think, you know, we should just go along with them fixing it, or you, whatever you think is cheapest and best.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll have some time over the weekend. I know Saturday is busy. Sunday, maybe.
Which week? This week? Are you talking about?
Well, when I come up for Brock's open house.
Oh, that's next week already. 24th. Damn.
Well, that's in like 3 weekends.
No, it's June 23rd.
Oh. Yeah, today's the
That's only like 2 weeks.
The 6th.
It's 2 weeks.
So, yeah, in 2 weeks, but 3 weekends away.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. So, wow. Okay, good. I'm glad it's not. Literally, last time I saw you was like 2 weeks ago. It's already blown by.
It's going by. Yeah.
Good. I don't want it to go by slow.
Yeah. We're going to start slowing down here soon. We almost got our hay done, and
almost got
planting done. Oh, we have been busting balls for the past 3 weeks. It's been insane. That's why, you know, I'm not on top of my podcast right now. It's busy. But anyways, back on to the topic. You have anything else you want to say? Your car. What else about your week?
Nothing more about the car. Basically, well, so last weekend I went home for the first time in forever. The whole weekend I went home. I didn't see Jesse. This is like the first weekend in like a month I didn't see Jesse. So I actually won't see him for a month.
Oh, thank goodness.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying. I don't know what you're talking about.
You were even telling me Clara's just growing up so fast, getting so big, and I'm like, you're just saying that to get me to come back up and see her before she grows up. And you're like, yes.
Sure.
You know it. But last weekend I went home just because I haven't seen my family for a decent amount of time. So I went back, you know, just took care of things and hung out and This coming weekend, I'll be doing the pet sitting, but then Saturday night, I'm heading home and we're celebrating my dad's birthday and Father's Day on Sunday. Because my dad's birthday is June 14th and Father's Day is like that Sunday or something or whatever. So since we can't do it the following weekend, we're gonna do it this weekend because the following weekend we're gonna be in Minnesota for my aunt's wedding. So we'll be there Thursday through Monday, I believe. So good for 5 days out there. So the drive alone is we're driving, so the drive alone is gonna be most of the trip. We're only gonna really be there like a day and a half to 2 days. But yeah, it should be fun. The only other time I've been there was for my cousin's grad party, so her daughter. I missed her son, my cousin, because I had like some volleyball thing going on and I couldn't miss it or else I wasn't on the team, some crap like that. So I've really only been out there like once, maybe twice. So this will be a fun family trip. So that'll be exciting. Hopefully the weather's nice because I think it's all gonna be outside and
Yeah,
whatnot.
no, it's been chilly lately.
I
My
know it was
God.
super hot
It was
like
like
for a week
90
and then it
degrees for
stopped.
2 weeks. Yeah, and then all of a sudden,
Yeah.
50 to 60 degrees, windy as balls outside. And of course, we start hay, and instead of it being 90 like it should be to do hay, it was down to the 60 degrees. So we would have been done by hay with hay by now if the weather was 90 degrees. But no.
Really?
Yeah, we would have been done. The only thing holding us back right now is the hay is not drying down good enough. So, but yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
What?
sorry.
That's so
Sorry. Sorry,
annoying.
I know. Sorry for interrupting though, but go
No, that's
on.
that's fine. So yeah, all that. What else? Oh, so then like yeah, the weekend of the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. I'll probably talk about this in another podcast, but that's Jesse's brother Brock. It's his open house weekend on Saturday that day. But also his friend is having like a beer Olympics thing the same time as Brock's grad party or whatever.
Yeah.
So we were like almost debating on whether to go to that instead. it's so funny too because his friends who we met at that one bonfire that got out of hand last time. They were like, "Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see you. Miss you." And I'm like, "Oh my God." So I've only met these people like once, but we're like best friends now.
Yeah.
Apparently. So they're like, "Oh my gosh, I miss you. You better be there." And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know, but we'll see." So yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm sure it's going to be a busy day, and Jesse's mom's going to want us to help with stuff, but maybe we can swing by the party early and just hang out. Not necessarily participate in like the beer pong and beanbag toss and stuff like that,
Yeah,
but maybe we can just.
I told Wyatt about Flip Cup, and I was just look it up. It's fun. So
Oh,
he might have Flip Cup there
yeah.
too.
I'm actually good at that, even drunk.
I'm really good at
So
Flip Cup.
I'm all for it. But hopefully we can actually go. Maybe we can convince him to change the time.
What time was it? I don't remember.
Well, he said like the party started at 1, but the actual games began at 3. And that's 3 o'clock is when
Okay.
Brock's open house starts.
Okay, well, what we'll probably do is stay for Breck's open house for a little bit, and then later that day we'll head over to Wyatt's house
Yeah.
and drink.
And he'll probably have like a bonfire or something
Oh
again,
yeah,
you
I'm
know?
sure he'll be going all night, so I'm not worried too much about it.
All right, cool. I'll get my drink on. I'll probably stop and pick up stuff again.
Yeah, good.
So you're like, yeah, of course. So that's the plan. Yeah, I can't wait to come up though. I miss you and Clara. So I gotta catch her before she gets too big. I gotta catch those puppy ears. So
Yeah.
I don't wanna I don't want to miss them. They're going by quick. But talk about how
they are in the growing stage right now. So I'm telling you, you look at them once, and then you look at them a second later, and you're like half the size or double the size.
Oh, bigger. I know. Even when I came up every weekend, like the weekend I would come up, I'd be like, "She looks bigger." What? How? It's only been a week.
Yeah.
Like, so now that I'm gonna be up a month later, and this is when they grow, she's gonna be probably huge. I'm be like, "Who are you? Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, you're so big." So it's gonna be like sad.
Yeah.
But you know, it happens. They're mini Australian Shepherds, so they don't get that big.
No, I know.
They grow. So I want to catch her while she's still a little pupper.
I know. And they're pretty cute right now. They're in the learning stage right now. I'm trying to teach her to learn commands and stuff, but it's not working very well. She's starting to learn her name. She is doing that. I will say.
Oh, good. Because you got to separate them so they learn faster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been doing that. I'll say her name. I'll be like, "Clara," and her ears will peek up, but she has no idea what I'm talking about. But she kind of knows her name.
Oh, I think I'm being talked to right now. Yeah. I better look.
Yeah, exactly.
But talk about how you took her on her first tractor ride.
Right. So if you're done with your week, I'll go on my week and
talk about that. I have a couple more things to say, but.
Okay, well, I'll get into that. I'll get into that later. Just finish your.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, so yeah, Jesse took her on a tractor ride. That was cool. He'll talk about that more in depth because he was there and he sent me pics, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" Of course, me being the puppy mom that I am, I was like, "You better keep me updated. Like every second she does something cute." He was like, "Okay." So that's me, but I was just going to talk about, okay, so I know you always ask, like, what games we've played every week, and since I really haven't played much, I'm just going to talk about the one thing I have played, which is Clash of Clans. But right now, I'm happy with it, because they have, like, their 4x star bonus thing going on right now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Man, I need to get on that.
I would have told you, but I figured you didn't care because you haven't played in forever.
Right now, I don't have enough time, but once I'm done with my job, once I quit, I'll probably get on it more. I'll screw that then. I don't care.
They only do it like once every 6 months. It's horrible.
They don't do it that much at all.
So I'm trying so hard to play it, and like, because every time I get like 5 stars, it gives me like 800,000 everything. So I've been like upgrading everything, making it good. I still don't understand how I'm going to earn enough to like upgrade my
clan castle.
Yeah, because you need like I think it's like 5 million. And then, like, the town hall is also, like, a 5 million. And I'm like, there's no way. Okay, if I upgrade my clan castle to the next amount, there's no way I can even hold that much without it being stolen from me every day. Because someone steals from you every day.
Yep.
And the more you have, the more they can steal. So it's like, how is that possible to get that much?
It's hard. I don't know. You gotta start.
I don't know
you gotta
how
start,
people do it.
You gotta start farming.
I literally think people actually spend money because you have the option to pay like $10, $20
People do spend money.
And people
money.
Do. So but I think that's literally the only way.
No.
There's no other way.
Oh, there's a way.
You can farm, but it's still gonna take forever.
I've done it. I've not paid a cent for that game yet, and I have my town hall maxed out.
What's the max?
11.
Oh, they're coming out with a new one. Did you see? It's gonna be blue.
I heard. I haven't looked at it. I did hear that though.
So 12, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be blue. So all the new stuff is probably gonna be blue because it always goes with a theme, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of your favorite colors.
Man, well, now I have to get on. I got to upgrade my town hall just for the hell of it.
What? Do you have that much money?
how much I can do it. I'm telling you.
That's probably like a trillion for you.
It's probably, let's see, if I remember right, to get to Town Hall 11, I spent, I'm just going to take a guess here because I don't remember. Sorry, people, if I'm totally wrong. Let's see, what did it take? It took, I think, 8 million gold to upgrade it, I think.
Okay, well,
I'm pretty sure that's what it took.
Hang on, I'm just going to log into mine really quick. Oh, you can actually hear it. Don't listen. So mine right now is level 9, and to upgrade, it's 5 million to level 10.
Okay.
But...
Oh, you're... Okay, yeah. That sounds right. So, yeah.
But, yep. But the clan... the clan castle is 7 million. So it's like, okay, you have to upgrade the clan castle to get more space, to get more, like...
What level is your clan castle?
Your money. 5.
Oh, your clan castle's fine. The clan castle...
I can only carry...
The clan castle only holds the star bonus. That's it.
Yeah, I know.
That's it.
But it only holds 1 million. So, I know I can increase my storages.
You just gotta use it.
But when people attack me... Okay, the time it takes for me to actually get 4 million, or 5 million, or 7 million... People are going to attack me at least 20 times before that happens. And then they're going to just steal it all.
The resources that you have in your clan castle cannot be stolen.
Cannot be stolen. But I can only carry like 2,000 or 2 million in there.
You got to upgrade.
So that's not even half.
You got to upgrade your gold storage.
The only way I can upgrade is if I get 7 million. How am I supposed to do that? I can't get 7 million to upgrade the clan castle.
Unfortunately, you just got to use it.
It's impossible.
So people can't steal Yeller resources.
Right, but I can't ever like upgrade my clan castle because it requires 7 million.
I know.
And but I can't even,
but I'm telling you,
someone's going to steal that before I upgrade it.
I know. And I'm telling you, don't worry about your clan castle. It's not worth it.
I know, but it I just want to upgrade stuff and it's costing like millions and I'm like, how is this even possible? Oh, people buy this stuff, that's why. The people who have this probably have bought it, most likely. But yeah, I know you've gotten up there a little more, but like...
But I'm telling you, it's possible. I've upgraded all my crap before all this other stuff was out. So I've been in the worse spot than you have been in.
No wonder you quit. It's horrible.
Yeah, I know. It was so bad, I quit. But I'm telling you, it's a lot better now. And the only reason I quit playing it right now is because I don't have time to do it. That's the only reason why. Otherwise, I'd still be playing it because they made a lot of good changes to it.
Yeah. And even now, I'm still like, this sucks. So these good changes must be way better than it has been.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me. Getting you have leveled up really quick. It took me a while to get to where you are at right now. So, it probably took me 3 years to get to the position you're in right now. I'm not even joking.
What? I'm not. Yeah. Well, it was harder back then. But I'm at level 94 right now.
Yeah, you.
So
you are kicking butt. I'm like only level 110.
238 trophies.
Yeah,
and a lot of my stuff like
butt.
Level 7, we'll say that's the average. But
no, you're
you looked at mine last time. And you were like, "Holy crap!
Yeah,
is huge." I'm like, "Is it?"
I couldn't believe
how it got that big compared to last time you saw it.
It's gotten you're doing good.
I would never guess.
It's gotten big.
Oh, cool. Well, my builder base is probably better. I actually have more trophies
probably.
And stuff than that.
I don't really care about that
like
one that
easier.
Much.
It's easier.
Yeah.
But I actually remember like last week I told you how I like got behind you, Brock, and Eric, and you guys aren't even playing.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you know, who battles you and if they win or lose, it determines if like your trophy count increases or decreases. Well, Eric has like, what does he have? Like, what is it? Let me check.
I don't know.
Oh, He has like 2,444 trophies, but I'm right behind him this time at 2,238 trophies. And then it follows by Brock and then you.
Okay.
So it changes every time, but I'm actually trying here and you guys are still passing me up. But yeah, I know you guys are way ahead of me because you played like years ago and you've gotten, you know, further and everything and you just took a break. But yeah, I'm trying to get there. It's like the only game I play right now because Cody still has his PS4 because he's playing God of War.
Is Cody at the apartment or is he home?
He's at the apartment.
Okay, I was just kind of curious. I don't know what if you
yeah,
weren't
he's
able
at
to
the apartment
if you weren't able to play at all or what
about date. Yeah, no, he's at the apartment. I can play really whenever, but we always get home about the same time.
Gotcha.
But he took a break from God of War.
I was gonna say he's still playing that. I'm surprised he's not done yet. So you could probably played Fortnite.
I don't know. I asked him the other day, but he's been playing Fortnite lately. And like, oh, you finished God of War? And he's like, oh, no, not yet.
Because sometimes when I got on Fortnite occasionally, because I can see when he's on his Xbox on Fortnite, and he was on there a couple of times. So that one time I was like, you want to play Fortnite? Like, no, Cody's on. And I was like, I didn't say it, but I seen he was on his Xbox.
Oh, playing. See, I went in there and the PlayStation was lit up and I was like, oh, good. Why don't you play on your Xbox?
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I literally asked him one of those days. I was like, oh, you don't want to play on your Xbox anymore? And he was like, oh, everyone just wanted to play in here for once. And I was like, oh. And I was thinking, I could totally be playing it. So he plays on both. I don't know why. But yeah, I usually go in there and I look and I'm like, okay, is it the Xbox or the PlayStation lit up?
Yeah. Well, if he's playing God of War, he can only play God of War on the PS4 because that's
right.
The only
thing
it's on.
When he plays Fortnite, I'm like, oh, if he's playing Fortnite, he plays on the Xbox. I can easily play on the PS4.
Yeah.
But I noticed he's playing it on the PS4. I'm like,
Fortnite?
You play on your Xbox? Yeah, he played on PS4. I'm like, oh,
well,
you switched to PS4?
No, what he probably did.
Some of my friends.
Oh, well, like, I don't know, but if, I don't know if he even knows this, but you can link your account to everything now, so if, I don't know if he did that, but he can link his Xbox account to his Xbox Fortnite account to his PS4, so, I don't know if he did that. He might just have people playing on his PS4.
Yeah, I don't know, because it was, like, all the usual people that play, and I'm
that could
pretty
be.
Sure they'd want to stick with playing with the Xbox if you always play with
but
the Xbox.
But you can finally share your account and everything now. So maybe that's what he did. Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know.
Maybe. But he did offer like, hey, you wanna use X or the PlayStation? But like usually you're still working, so I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm probably not playing tonight because usually by then it's like 8, and I'm like, eh, if we start playing now, I probably won't go to bed till late. But yeah, anytime you want to play, let me know. He does not mind. If I do want to play, I'm sure he won't mind letting me use it since he did have it for like the past 3 weeks in a row. Even though it is his, but
yeah,
you know,
like
he knows like,
and like
me and you play Fortnite.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, if Fortnite does come out for the Nintendo Switch. I am going to be buying a Switch sometime, and if it does come out for that, I can just let you borrow it for a little bit, or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Or we'll see what. Right. Or I just let you borrow my PS4 for a little bit. It depends. I haven't touched.
Oh
my,
yeah.
I haven't touched my PS4 in a month.
Yeah, you don't use it.
Well,
what the heck?
Well, but the main reason is because I'm really busy. That's the main reason.
Oh, but you do play on your computer too.
I play Fortnite on my computer. And that's all I've been playing lately for the past 2 months. That's it. I really love Fortnite, and that's why. And I just like playing on my PC. I'm trying to get really.
Yeah.
I'm trying to practice and get really good at Fortnite because I'm thinking about becoming a streamer. So I just kind of wanna.
I know.
Be good
well,
at it, and I'm
speaking
decent
of,
at it, but.
Right. Well, Cody. A couple of weeks ago he showed me, but yesterday he showed me there's a guy out there on YouTube who's a streamer and he's really good, so apparently he's been doing this for most of his life. But other than Ninja, he's been watching a guy named Tfue. And so he will literally, there's one like match where he killed 36 people in one match, and he was against squads, and he was going on solo.
That's insane.
Yeah, he was like, oh, it's so easy to see squads because, you know, they're out there at the building. There's four of them, you know.
Yeah.
And he goes in and kills all of them just instantly. He's like, easy. Okay, next squad. Easy. Okay, who's next? Okay, you're done. And he came in first against squads. I was like,
that's crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But didn't your friend do that, too?
Which friend?
James. I thought he came in first against squads or something like that.
No, none of my friends are that good.
Oh, I thought he was like bragging or something.
No. Nope, none of my friends are that good at all.
Okay.
I haven't talked to James in months, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know, but I was just like, how do you even see this person? Like, he looked left and right, he like shot, 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 and I'm like, I would never even see that person running. Like, how do you see that? You must have a really good monitor, really good resolution, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, expensive stuff right there, because he could see far away. Like what, I don't know, like, scoped AR or whatever could see. That's what he would see normally. He's like, oh, there's a person. So I was like, how? And just, like, hearing everything, you could tell what floor people were on, and he would just like shoot that way or throw a grenade and like the floor he thought they were on. It's like, I would never have guessed that. I can never hear when I'm playing. I keep the volume on really low.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That just amazes me. We're watching, we're just like commenting on every little thing they were doing. We're like, how even? We're just like,
I don't even know.
You must
know.
Spend your whole life doing this, obviously.
Yeah, that's all they do is play.
So I'm thinking, like, I mean, I don't know. I just think, like, you play so many video games, so for someone to play more than that and be better, I'm just like, you must literally play all day, you know?
Yep.
Because I'm thinking you should at least be half that good. Because you've played half your life, I feel like.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm decent. I only play it a couple hours a week. That's it. If I played it a lot.
I know, but you're just, like, good at shooting and everything. Because you've played a million other video games. So you have, like, the experience.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, this person must literally play every second of their life that they can. Other than going to the bathroom and eating, you know, and sleeping. Like, that's all you do. So, just, it's amazing to me.
Yeah.
But that covers what I'm going to talk about.
Damn. So, man, you talked for 49 minutes straight. That's pretty impressive.
Hey, you talk too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But give me like 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll just talk to myself.
All right. You talk it up. I believe in you.
Okay. Bye.
All right, be right back. 2 minutes. Well, probably less.
I'm timing you.
Okay. I'm going to the bathroom. That's what I'm doing.
But, I know.
All right. Bye.
So anyways, my week was pretty busy. I, like we mentioned a little bit ago, we started hay, and it's going well, but our hay bind is not doing well at all. We spent an entire winter and spring just kind of fixing the hay bind. We had a huge breakdown last fall. So me and my dad, we finally got it fixed this early summer and got it all ready to go. It was not an easy fix. We spent probably 15 hours on this in like 2 days. And we got it ready to go, and we sent it out. We probably cut down about 300 acres of hay, and all of a sudden it just stopped again. Same problem. A gear pretty much exploded inside of the hydraulic system of the hay bind, which runs everything. So anyways, that broke down, and I was so mad because I spent so much work on this thing. So we have to get the hay cut. So what we did is we went to our dealerships and we called them up, like, yeah, our hay bind is broken. We're out for the season. If you guys don't help us, can we rent something from you? And there's two different types of hay binds. There's a self-propelled hay bind. So it's, if you don't know what that is, it's a hay bind with a motor on the back. And, you know, it runs itself. It doesn't need a tractor. It has its own motor. It has its own assembly and everything. Or there's pole-type hay binds. And pole-type hay binds are what you think they are. They are hay binds that you pull behind a tractor. So the tractor runs the hay bind. So that's all they had was pole-types hay binds, and they suck. I tell you, I hate pole-type hay binds. They are so annoying to use. They're difficult and not easy to use. And what we have a our hay bind is a 18 foot head. It cuts down 18 feet of hay at a time and puts it into rows. Well, pole types, though, the biggest you can get is 13 feet. So if cutting 13 feet of hay down at a time is a lot slower than 18 feet. So we rented two pole type hay binds from our dealership. So we're cutting down 26 feet at a time right now, which is a little bit better, but the pole types actually cut slower than a self-propelled does. So we're probably cutting roughly around the same speed, because a self-propelled hay bind can cut around 10 miles an hour, 11 miles an hour, while a pole type hay bind cuts around 8 miles an hour or so, that makes a huge difference. I know it doesn't sound like much, but it makes a huge difference. So, I've been cutting some hay with the pole types because I'm pretty good at it, and I've also been bagging the feed because we bag our feed. We don't put it in silos anymore. So I've been running the bagger, the self-propelled bagger machine. Like I said, self-propelled is, you know, it has its own engine, no need for a tractor. So I've been doing that, and the weather really cooled down here in Michigan. It was a good 90 degrees for a while. Are you on, Bree?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been back for like a minute now.
Okay, so I just heard ruffling. I was like, I don't know if she's on or not.
Oh, yeah.
And you weren't saying anything. Yeah.
I'm quick.
Well, I thought I was talking to myself still.
Oh, well, yeah, you are. But no.
Okay. So I was running the bagger and I was cutting hay. So that's what I've been doing for the past couple days. The weather has been really cold, so the hay is not drying down as fast as we'd like. So we like to cut hay down. We like to cut at least like 200 acres down in a day, and then cut at least 100 of those acres the first day. And then after that, we'd like to cut 200 acres. So we have about 600 acres of alfalfa, and we're almost done. We got about 400 acres of hay left, just because it would have been done by now, but it's not hot enough to dry it down quick enough. It's been windy, but the wind doesn't do all the justice. The heat will really get rid of that moisture. So that's what we're doing. Hay is actually a week early for us than normal. So we are still planting corn and doing hay at the same time. So we're extra busy right now. So that's what we've been doing. That's why I haven't been on the podcast as much. We're lucky we did it tonight, because I'm pooped. I wanted to play some games, but I promise I want to make this podcast a good thing. So I was like, screw it. We're doing it tonight. I don't care. I'm behind. So
you said that.
So now we should be good to go. We'll probably have a podcast this week for a talk about some E3 stuff. I'm not sure about that yet. But anyways.
Wait, this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to do another podcast this weekend, and then we'll be back on track. Ooh. I know.
All right.
I know.
I just can't do it Saturday night, so.
That's okay. We'll either Sunday or Monday would actually work the best.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Works for me.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so I've been doing that, and then, I took Clara, our puppy,
Clara!
I want to start training her, too, because she's with her sisters, like, all day, every day, because, We have three puppies, and they're all sisters, so they've been with each other a lot. One's mine, one's dad's, one is my brother Cole, which he's on. He's supposed to be on, but he's not on anymore that much. But anyways, I was like, she's big enough. I'm going to take her in a tractor ride, you know, get her used to being with me and me on the farm and, you know, just, you know, bonding moment. So I took her with me in the tractor. Not knowing, I took some water and some food for her because I didn't know if she was going to get hungry or not. I was in the tractor for about 4 hours. But anyways, I didn't know if she was going to whine. I didn't know how she's going to be. But I took her in anyways, and it went pretty well, actually. I set her on the floor of the tractor, and I put down a blanket for her to lay on because I didn't want her to lay on the rough floor.
Aww, it's not, so
I
mean, sweet.
It's not rough, but I want her something soft to lay on. So
she loves blankets too.
Oh, she loves blankets. So she got, what was that beepy noise, Bree? I hear beepy noise sometimes on your phone.
It's from my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Oh, if you listen to the podcast, you'll hear beepy noises, and it's from your phone.
Oh, it hasn't beeped to me yet.
That's weird. Anyways.
All right. Well, everyone discard that.
Anyways, I put Claire in the tractor, and first thing she did is she's like, I have no idea what this is. So she, you know, she's kind of restless. She was a little shaky at first because this tractor's, you know, has some vibrations in it. It's a little loud. Not terribly loud, but she was a little shaky, but she got over it. And, she, you know, she'd walk back and forth in the tractor because she just didn't know what to do with herself. After about an hour, she finally rested down. She didn't whine at all, which was surprising. But she laid down.
Piper would.
Actually, Piper owed a dad, and she didn't whine at all either.
Really?
Yeah. They're pretty good. Australian Shepherds are good farm dogs. Anyways, this tractor I'm in was actually a little bumpy, and I didn't take that into too much consideration. I took it easy with her. But the bumpiness and the motion of this, she was not used to. So, yeah, she threw up. And I was like, oh, man. But I could tell that she was eating Kobe's dog food. That's my grandma's dog. So she ate a ton of Kobe's dog food. And that is probably some of why she threw up, because she's not used to the dog food. And she had a lot of it. So anyway, she threw up once. Like, oh, I'm sorry, Claire. I know it's motiony, but you have to get used to it. And then about an hour later, you know, she's been laying down, just sleeping and being a really good puppy. She threw up one more time after that. Not as big as the first one, but some more of Kobe's dog food came up. So
what'd you use to clean it up?
She actually threw up on the blanket, so I just took it, tossed it out the door, like shook it, and put it back in. It wasn't like liquidy. It was actually soft, but it you know, it didn't make a mess or nothing. It wasn't bad. So
that's so funny.
So yeah, she.
I wish I was there.
So she enjoyed the tractor ride. I have some pictures. I can probably post it on Discord if you guys are interested. So yeah, that was pretty much my week. I guess we'll get talking about the games we play because we're already an hour into this. So.
You go right ahead. I already mentioned all mine.
You know what, Brie? Go talk about some games you played real quick. I think my phone's going to die, and I need to go check it real quick.
Oh, just Clash of Clans, right, what I mentioned earlier.
Just keep talking. I'll be back.
Okay. Yeah, the only game I played was Clash of Clans. I think last time I was up at Jesse's is when we played Fortnite, but that was like 2 weekends ago, I believe. Nothing too exciting though. But basically Clash of Clans every day. I noticed they had the 4-star bonus thing going on. I was like, I need this. I'm gonna play. So I played every second I could, if they would let me. I was able to, you know, get my loot and everything, but yeah, just Clash of Clans is all trying to get up there, but I know it's going to take a while compared to the really good people that play and people who've played for forever. So that is all I've really played.
Nice.
Are you back, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. It's all you. All right. Take it away.
So, like usual, I play Fortnite. Yes. This is pretty much a Fortnite podcast, I know. I'm not going to go into too much detail. I'm just trying to get my my challenges done so I can level up because I need to get my V-Bucks back up. I only have 500 right now, and I need like 350 more or so to buy the next battle pass. I still got a lot of time left, but I gotta get that. So I've been kind of chipping at that away. And then I said last podcast, anyways, on last podcast I said that I started playing Pokemon Go again, because I've been tricking my GPS. So I've gone to Walt Disney World in Florida.
And I can't believe you can do that. Crazy. Yeah,
you can't do it on an iPhone, but if you got an Android, you can. Wow. Anyways, so I go to Walt, and don't give me attitude. Anyways, been playing that, and they also announced the new Pokemon Let's Go, so that got me hyped to play Pokemon Go again. So kind of, I want to buy a Nintendo Switch and everything right now, but money's tight, so I'm not really going to do that right now unless I find a really good deal. But and I also want to play some other games, like I stated. So I played Pokemon Go. Excuse me. Been enjoying that. And then with a new Fallout 76 announcement, I got really pumped again for Fallout. So I started Fallout 4 again on my computer. And I'm going through this version with some mods. So, oh man, my mic's all tangled up. There we go. So,
such a scrub.
I know. So I downloaded some mods for Fallout 4. And I'm playing this. This is the first time I played this on my computer. On this computer with really ultra settings. I played it on my laptop. But playing it on ultra settings, and I got some mods downloaded. I have a texture mod to make the scenery look a little better. I haven't tried it out yet, that mod. And then I also have a mod to make the settlers actually build settlements themselves rather than me doing all the work. So I haven't gotten too far into that, but those are the two mods I have so far. I'm going to download some more mods. If any of you guys have mods that are any good, let me know. I'd really love to check them out. But I played about an hour of Fallout 4 so far while I was reinstalling my computer and stuff. So that's what I was playing. So those are really the only things I've played this week. I haven't played Fallout 4 in about a year, so it's kind of cool. I'm getting into it again. I like Fallout 4. I know a lot of people have gripes about it, but it's all right. The story's meh, but it's okay. I'm enjoying it. It's fun on the computer. But anyways, Bree, you want to get on to some gaming topics? You probably don't have much to say about this, but please ask questions if you do.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask questions, but you lead the way.
All right. So right ahead. We're going to get into some of the E3 predictions I am most interested about. A lot of these have already been announced, unfortunately. Let's get started on E3. E3 is starting this Sunday, I think. What day is that? Let me look. The 9th. No, the 10th. Starts the 10th, I believe. So anyways, that's E3 starting this weekend. It's going for a couple days. And it's the biggest event of the year, almost. So I'm going to speculate what I want there to be and what I think there's going to be there and stuff like that. And Bree, I know you don't play very many games, but do you have any games that you'd like shown or anything you'd like to be interested in? I know you're probably not really sure at all, but is there anything you want to get into?
Probably eventually something besides Fortnite. So, I mean, whatever you suggest would be fun for both of us.
I know you're a tricky one. I'd love to play something co-op-y. You know what? And this is a rumor. If Fallout 76 is a online co-op game, me and you are going to play that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how it's going to work because we only have one PS4 and one PC. Oh, crap. I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, if you come up, we could probably borrow Brock's PS4 and we could play together.
Yeah.
That's something we could do. If that's a thing.
Cody would let me borrow his for, a weekend.
Right.
So, Yeah, that could be something.
But that's definitely something I would like. If the rumor for Fallout 76 is true, that's definitely something we could try out together. It's definitely a way different game than you're used to.
So, oh, yeah.
It's like Skyrim, but with, like, guns and stuff. It's basically what it is.
We gotta play Skyrim again.
Yeah.
Forever.
Unfortunately, that's only single player. But, yeah, you like Skyrim. So, this is made by the same people. It's just with guns, and it's, you know, it's in, like, a post-apocalyptic world. Like, it's that...
Okay.
Like the world got nuked, and that's... And, like, 200 years later, you're playing in a world that's got nuked. That's why it's called Fallout. So it's interesting.
Sounds cool.
I'll have to show you Fallout 4 when you come up, because I don't think you've ever seen me play it.
Yeah.
I haven't played it with you.
I don't recall any time you've ever played it.
Right. So that's something we could do if it's a sure thing.
I think you would
like Pokemon, and I still want to get you into that. I want you to at least try it out.
I can't do it on my phone. I'd have to.
No, I do have a DS you could borrow, and you could play something on there if you wanted to.
Oh, okay.
So we could try that, right, at least. And
yeah.
And if this, the new Switch game, the new Pokemon Switch game is apparently co-op too. So we could play together.
Really?
But to do that, we need two Nintendo Switches. That's the thing.
What? Why?
Well, okay, you know what? I'm not 100% sure on that. Sorry, don't quote me on that. I'm not sure on that.
Okay.
I don't know if you need two Switches, but I do know it is co-op. So,
okay.
Do you know what co-op means, Bree?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure. It's not exactly a gaming term, but it...
Right.
But it means, you know, it's short for cooperative and whatever, but...
Right.
So that's something... That's something we could do if we only need one Switch, because I want to buy a Switch. So, yeah. I really do want you to get into some other games, though, rather than Fortnite. And if you get the PS4 back, I really, really want you to get back in Uncharted. I really think you would like it.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Especially number 2. I'm telling you, you are going to love number 2.
Skip to number 2.
Yes, I'm telling you, just skip to number 2. I know you don't like 1 that much. 2 is amazing.
I hate it.
No, the story for 2 is good.
Okay.
It's still, you know, there's still a lot of shooting and stuff, but I'm...
No!
And puzzles, but it's so good, Bree. You're gonna be invested in the story. No, I know. Well, you just gotta get... You gotta get practice in it.
I need help.
I really, really would do my best. And with it...
Now it was better when I played with you, because you helped me.
I know.
I'm by myself. I'm clueless. It takes me an hour to figure it out.
I know. But anyways, Spyro's coming out this fall. And I think you would like that.
Maybe shit.
You might like that. It's a simple game. It's like Crash
Bandicoot. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I liked it last time I played it, so.
Yeah.
It's easier.
But anyways... Now that we got some ideas in your head, let's talk about some E3. So, the first thing I want to talk about is Fallout, or Bethesda, anyways. Like probably a lot of you know, Fallout 76 was announced. They showed a trailer. There's a lot of rumors about what it is and what it isn't and what it could be. And what I think it is, due to the rumors, is that it's a cooperative online game similar to Fallout 4. But different, and I'm hoping that's what it is, because I love cooperative games. I love co-op games so much. Like Dying Light, if that game wasn't co-op, I probably wouldn't have liked it as much as I did. I wish Bethesda did this with Skyrim, because I love Skyrim so much. If Skyrim was co-op, I would have loved it so much. I know a lot of people disagree, but yeah. So me and Bree were kind of talking about earlier, if Fallout 76 is co-op, I think we should definitely try it out if we're able to make it work out that way. But I also don't think Bethesda Bree is a game studio, if you didn't know that. They make games, and they also publish games. So they own companies that do all the marketing, and then they'll make the game and publish it for people. Like, you know, people publish books, It's kind of like the same, right. same concept. So, but so yeah, they also they Bethesda makes. So they made Skyrim and other games, and then they also made Fallout and other games, and then they also own companies, other game companies, and then they pay them to make games, and then Bethesda produces and you know and pays for the game to be made, and so yeah, they do both of those. So, I think Bethesda is also going to have another game. I think they're going to announce that at E3, and I believe. This is my theory that they are going to announce their so-called trademarked Starfield game, or am I saying this? Yeah, Starfield game, which is supposed to be like a space sci-fi game, which sounds really cool. I think they're also going. I think they're gonna have two games this year, or at least one game this year, and then another game coming later this year or earlier next year. That's my theory. So I think they're going to have they're going to show more of Fallout 76 of what it actually is. I think they're going to have gameplay, and I hope it's cooperative. And I think they're going to have their new IP. Do you know what IP stands for, Bree?
Nope.
Intellectual property is what it stands for. So so anything that they make, they own, and it's called it's the acronym for that is IP. So So say like for Fortnite, Epic Games made Fortnite. They own they own the IP for Fortnite. So Fortnite is an IP for Epic Games. It's an intellectual property that they own it. So, if you hear someone say like they're gonna make a new IP game, means that they're gonna make a new game from scratch that they made from scratch that they own. That's what IP stands for, intellectual property.
But okay. I might forget that, but I'll keep that in mind for now. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm probably going to go through these E3 predictions a little quick because I don't have too much to say about these because I'm not that into it right now because I'm still trying to look to, I don't have much time in my hand to research some of this stuff. Eventually I will try to get better into the news and stuff, but the next topic we're going to talk about is Battlefield 5, and I talked about this last podcast, and I think they're going to actually show some gameplay. I think they're going to show gameplay for all these games, but for Battlefield 5 I think they're going to showcase some of their new game modes, and I'm kind of pumped for that. There's so many freaking games coming out this fall that I don't really know what to be excited for anymore. I'm excited for, you know, Bethesda. I'm excited for the new Battlefield. I'm excited for the new Call of Duty because of the zombie mode in it. I'm excited for Spider-Man. I still want to play God of War. I'm excited for the new Spyro. I'm excited for Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm never going to get to talk to you.
I'm telling you. There's, like, 7 games I want to play this fall. It's awful. It's awful.
You're not going to be able to do it.
I know. Maybe if
I have a solution to that.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Just don't play any and come hang out with me.
How's that work out? It doesn't work out in my favor.
It works out for me. What? It doesn't work out for you?
No.
We're gonna fuck. Cause then you don't have the stress of choosing, and then just automatically you choose me.
Oh, that's how that works. But what if you play some of these games with me?
But what if I don't?
Well, that's your fault.
I'm just kidding. But then all right. Well, we'll see how it goes. I'm just trying to take the stress off your shoulders.
That's a good stress, though.
No.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's all I hear.
That was just you.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Alright, get on with it, woman.
Okay. So Battlefield 5. I think they're showing you game modes, gameplay. Pretty excited for that. And the thing I'm most excited about, and I hope they showcase this, is Black Ops 4 Zombies. Pretty much, first trailer anyways, Zombies is, people will probably disagree with this, but Zombies is the moneymaker for Call of Duty right now, especially for Treyarch. They make a lot of their money through their zombie content. So I think they're going to showcase their new zombie maps a little bit, maybe some gameplay. And I mean, I don't know what they could change for the gameplay because it's been the same for a while. But I want to see some new additions to the game. So I'm pretty pumped for that. I also want to see Black Ops 4 new Battle Royale mode. I'm kind of interested in that. I don't want a Battle Royale mode to get stale for me, so I'm sticking with Fortnite for now. But, well, I might check out Black Ops 4, and I'm hoping Battlefield has their own Battle Royale mode, because I love Battle Royale, I love Battlefield, and I think they could do Battle Royale mode very well with their game. I think they could change it up a bit to make it really interesting, so. And then, like I said, I'm interested into the new Nintendo Pokemon game for the Switch, and I just want to see some gameplay on that a little bit. I know this new Pokemon game is pretty much a Yellow version remake, or inspired by Yellow version, so you can start off with Pikachu and Eevee, and they follow you around. And I'm assuming you're going to get all the first starters and stuff like that, so pretty interested into that. And there, I know there's a lot of other stuff to talk about for E3, but those are the main things I am interested in, and I hope they show. So
same.
That's really all I have to say about that.
Same.
Is there anything else you want to talk about, Brie? Because we're going to be probably closing up here soon.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say all the same stuff.
Is that so?
Very so. I had it on the tip of my tongue, but you said it first, so I let you have it.
Okay.
Have your moment.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
All right.
But I guess if you have nothing else to talk about, Brie, I'll get ready for the outro.
Oh, I have one more thing.
Okay. It can be anything. I don't care. It can be anything.
Oh, good. Because I was going to say, I love you.
You're a liar. Just kidding.
That's it. I'm done.
I love you too, Brie. I'm glad you do this with me.
Aw, happy to do it.
Thanks.
Even if I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, it's okay. You make it interesting. You make a conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll stick with it.
Good.
So what else?
Well, I think that'll be it.
Alrighty.
You ready? All right.
Yeah.
This is the JCB Scripts Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse, a.k.a. Brightest Shadows, followed by my co-host, Brianna,
a.k.a. Brightest Stars.
This is the podcast where we talk about gaming, work stories, trucks, off-roading, and other random stuff. Our podcast is on many different services. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Audio Boom, Radio Public, and other services that feed off our RSS feed. If you like our podcast, listen to us on Radio Public. We are part of the paid listeners program, and we will get financial support if you listen to us on that service. If you want to communicate with us, head over to our Discord channel and our Twitter, and you can communicate with us there. Go ahead to our Scrub Talk channel on Discord and ask us a question. We'll read your name off and your question, and we'll have a discussion with you, so please go to that. And without all that out of the way, this is the end of the podcast.
Woo!
So I hope you guys have a good one. We'll have another one soon, I hope. And
yes, we will. Stay tuned.
I'm trying my best to get this working for you guys. I hope you guys really like this and support us. I'm going to try to do some more stuff for this, so stay tuned and it'll be good. See you guys.
See ya. We'll be right back. honestly, when we're setting up, just keep the recorder on and then just, like, get rid of stuff.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Keep the good stuff. Oh.
But I should have done that.
Well, you didn't
catch the pee. I know. Well, I mean,
I can redo it.
No, it's fine. You ready? Ready?
What are we doing?
I'm starting.
I forget what I say when you say my name. I just say hey and stuff.
Just say something. I don't care what you say.
Something.
Yeah, something stupid. I don't care. That's fine to me.
Wait, I gotta think of something now.
I'm just gonna do it right now.
Potato!
I'm a
Wait, is this official?
It's gonna be official. You can hear Piper.
Who's
probably
squealing? It's Piper. Oh my gosh, she sounds like she's dying.
Piper does not like it when you leave. I got another story about Clara. All right, but get the story, because I'm gonna run out of things
Piper
to talk
has
about.
Pipes. That's why. Piper has pipes. Vocal pipes.
All right.
Okay.